Now, thirdly and lastly, third spiritual fetter, Shila Prata Paramarsha. And this means quite literally dependence on moral rules and religious observances. In themselves, of course, there's nothing wrong with the moral rules, nothing wrong with the religious observances. It's the dependence on them that constitutes the fetter. And dependence doesn't mean utilizing. It doesn't mean utilizing the rules of morality. It doesn't mean utilizing religious observances. It means treating those things as ends in themselves and not as means to an end, to the end of enlightenment. And of course, why do we do this? Why do we tend ever to treat moral rules and religious observances as ends in themselves? Of course, we don't do it consciously, we do it unconsciously. It may be that we don't really want to evolve at all. But we sort of go through the motions of wanting to evolve. But why do we even bother to go through the motions? Why do we bother to observe the moral rules and religious observances as ends in themselves, not treating them as means to an end? Well, partly, we may say, it's just through sheer inertia. But partly because we're getting something else out of them. We're getting out of them, or out of our observance of them, something which has got nothing to do with their true purpose, their true function. We may be getting acceptance by other people, maybe getting even respectability, maybe getting security, sense of belonging, because we're doing the things that other people do, and so on. We all know how true this is of many conventional religious activities in the West as a church going. Well, ideally, you go to church to praise God. But many people just go because it's the custom to go in their particular social circle. It looks good, you know, it establishes your credit in the community, and so on. And we even find this recently, we may say, in things like meditation classes. I mean, the purpose, the function of a meditation class is to meditate. But if one isn't careful, one finds oneself coming along not to meditate. That's, of course, the price you have to pay for coming along. But maybe to enjoy the, you know, the social atmosphere and meeting your good friends and so on. I know, since you have to meditate in order to get that, okay, you meditate. But maybe you don't really come to meditate. But you're quite prepared to go through the motions for the sake of what else you get out of that particular occasion. Even if you do have to sit in a very sort of uncomfortable cross-legged position, before you can get on, you know, after a while, with what you've really come for. And all this constitutes, from a spiritual point of view, a fetter. Using moral rules, religious observances, etc., as ends in themselves, or ends means to some purpose that they weren't really intended to subserve. If one wants to be a real individual, one must break this particular spiritual fetter too, and treat the moral rules and the religious observances as means to an end, the end of one's own higher development and evolution. Now, this doesn't mean that one should go to the opposite extreme. This doesn't mean that one should discard all these sort of helps whatsoever. This is sometimes an extreme that people go to. They think they can get along without religious observances and so on, and maybe they can, but one must be very careful that one doesn't discard these traditional helps before one is really ready to discard them. Well, so much for the more traditional Buddhist answer to the question, what is an individual? An individual is an Arya, one who is prepared to change, who accepts the necessity for change, who is even prepared to die. One who has unified all his selves and who can therefore commit himself decisively with the force of his whole being to the higher evolution. Also, one who regards religion and ethics as means, not as ends in themselves, and treats them accordingly.